I don't have an agenda, but I don't think it's that. I'd like to call the meeting, the Town of Montauk Finance Committee meeting for April 2nd, 2026, originally recorded. All right, please join me in a pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let the record show that Counselor Southern, Counselor Baker, Counselor Mayor attendance, and we have a forum. Also present is Mayor Chapman, the Finance Director, and we have members, three members of the Board of Ed present as well. Remarks from the public, reading matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public related to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public related to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Item 5, approval of amended meeting minutes from the regular meeting of February 5th, 2026.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And approval of meeting minutes from the regular meeting of March 5th, 2026.
So moved.
Second. You second it?
Yes, I did.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So unfinished business, none. So new business finance director, Julie, what do you have?
Sure. So we have the Munis report. This shows expenses through March, which is 75% through the fiscal year. Just to point out some notable line items. At the bottom of page 1, you'll see the tax assessment legal line item is.
Before we get into that, sorry to interrupt, could we do new business approve wages for part-time employees to become effective upon date of town council approval as indicated in Schedule A?
Sure.
That was on the next one of those.
Yeah.
Everyone, you probably see these issues, what we had from a little while ago, and it comes back. I think the light officer, there was something going on there, and they went back to the 19 hours a week.
Yes.
With a $5 increase in pay. Is that right?
Yes. Last year, they had tried to move up the hours, but you can't work over 19 and a half hours without being part of MERS and benefits.
Right.
So they upped the pay to $30 an hour, staying at 19 and a half hours a week. And these are all the rates that were proposed for this current year's budget, but they were taken off town council previously. So we're proposing these for July 1st, 2026.
So this, and also this is, most of these are to get part-time employees in line with the minimum wage in Connecticut increasing, just keep those in line with that, is that correct? Also?
Yeah, most of them are going up 2.5%.
So does anybody have any questions on this? So I'm gonna make a, this is to send it to town council, right?
Yes.
So I'd like to have a favorable approval to recommend this to go up to town council for their review and approval.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? Roll call, please. Kate Southern.
Favor.
Ryan Baker.
Favor.
Jim May in favor. So it's 3-0 in favor. And we have our next meeting, so make sure that's on the agenda.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me go with the Munis report.
Did you want to do the dates next? That's item B.
What's the pledge counter? I guess we could. I didn't want to discuss that because I think you talked about it before, and it was, you wanted to have the town department meetings before, or excuse me, after the two public hearings, one for the Board of Ed and one for the town.
Yeah, so the first page of this is the budget calendar of the dates per the charter. And upon looking at this, I don't think it matters if it's before or after the public hearing.
Yeah.
So if we wanted to move that up, we could. I printed out just blank calendars for April and May behind that so that we could look at the dates and set them.
All right, so with that in mind, I think I would like to have these before public hearing. And because we can always meet after the public hearings to meet the department heads. But I would like to get the other members of the finance committee to weigh in on that. The reason why I think waiting till after or the week of May 4th, that really bottlenecks us a lot.
Okay.
Time wise, and I just want to know if Mr. Baker or Ms. Souther have any others on that.
I agree, I'd rather have the review of the budgets prior to that meeting, so. Public hearing, I should say.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we're gonna start looking at April. And I'm gonna circle the two dates we do know, that's the 29th and 30th. And while we have the chairman of the board of Ed here, at our last, one of our last meetings, we mentioned that to Diane about teams to secure the auditorium.
High school auditorium.
Yeah, could you just double check that we'll need it for the 29th and 30th of April?
Okay.
Is there a reason why you guys do the two nights? Should I just do them at the same time? I mean, each one only lasts maybe 15 minutes.
You know, I really can't answer that, but I do know, I think it's written that way in, not necessarily the charter, but it's something like the charter, right, Mayor?
Yeah, there's been some history of the requirement to separate them for public hearing purposes.
So, I mean, it seems like it would be more time economical wise, but I think it's, I think it's for the other, I think we'll leave it as two right now until we know better, if that makes sense. So if we could secure those two dates, and we'll look into it to see if we can do it at the same time, but I think it's kind of two different presentations, you know?
No, but what I mean is you have your general government budget presentation, and then you can close the meeting, then reopen the meeting and have your Board of Ed meeting, or presentation. I mean, just kill two birds with one stone, I mean, usually nobody shows up to it anyway.
I think it's the way we have to post it, but.
Okay, I'm just curious.
No, I think I would prefer to have it done. You don't need the town, but the town council, you know, it's just a public hearing.
Yeah.
So the only person that has to be there is me, right? You know, you don't have to have, but usually the town council comes, but for public hearing, you know, we just have to have, so. All right, we'll take that up if we can try to do it one night, but at least we can secure it, but I think it'll be two nights. So today is April 2nd.
So I think it would have to be after we submit the mayor's budget to council.
Yeah, council, that'll be the 13th.
Yes.
Yep.
So starting. Councilor Souther, what days, I know you have certain days that are better than not, and I want to make sure I get those in here now.
Well, the week, of the 13th, I'm on vacation, so.
The whole week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have Parks and Rec on Wednesday, the 15th.
But you're out of town, that whole week.
Nope, not this year.
So, okay, you're on vacation, but do you want to meet during that week?
I don't care.
Okay.
I'm gonna be here, so.
You threw me off there.
Sorry, I know, I usually go away.
Oh, I see, but I know you in your job, you have certain days that are not.
Wednesdays are usually, I could be here by 5:30.
So Wednesdays are good.
Wednesdays are good, yeah.
So if we had the first one on the 15th for a finance meeting, Counselor Baker, is that having?
I have Parks and Rec.
You do, yeah, sure. 16th and 17th are okay?
Well, 17th is a Friday, and I might be going away that night. I can do the 16th, though.
Okay.
We don't have meetings on Fridays usually.
You look, yeah.
16th is good to be.
Okay, so, Julie, do you have a day or any conflicts on the 16th?
No, that should be fine.
Okay, so let that as a day.
What time is it?
Five. I think we should probably do them around five, if that works.
Yep.
Okay.
Or, Julie, you can weigh in too, that's.
That should be okay.
I know we all have things in our lives that we have to do, like those children things we have to take care of sometimes.
So the departments that I have written down that you want to meet with is IT, Public Works, Police, Fire, and Board of Ed. Are those accurate, or do you want to add anymore?
Yeah, IT, Public Works. What was the other one, just remind?
Police. Fire. Board of Ed.
So we had the 16th. Let's pick another day. I think we're gonna need at least four, because I think Public Works will be a full plate. Maybe we could do IT and firefighting together if they, but also we gotta plan it out. They may not be physically up, so. But I think the police will be a full day or a full session. And the Board of Ed possibly will be a full. So that's one, two, three, at least four days. And then we'll throw an extra one in there in case we gotta bring in some of the other departments.
Well, don't forget with fire too. It's gonna be fire, fire marshal, everybody.
Maybe police and IT might be.
Okay. Well, firefighting is usually pretty straightforward, usually. Now, are we throwing in the 911, emergency dispatch with police?
Part of the budget.
Dispatch is part of police, yes.
All right, so then that's, so.
So 16th, we're looking at IT, you know?
No, we're not assigning any dates, because Julie has to.
I'll ask the, if we pick a couple days, I'll ask the departments.
So let's look on the week of the 20th. Does 5 o'clock work for that week?
Yes.
How about you?
I have on Tuesday Board of Ed, and on Wednesday I have Public Works.
I do as well.
Tuesday's Board of Ed, and what else is it?
Public Works, Solid Waste.
Public Works on Wednesday.
What time is that? And your Board of Ed is what time?
Six.
All right, so we have Monday the 20th. How about you, Kate, Julie?
Yeah.
So 5 o'clock, the 20th. 23rd?
Yeah.
And.
Yes.
I have a meeting on the 20th at six, but I think the 5 o'clock, I'm gonna leave it till I know better. And then the 22nd is good, right?
No.
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 Okay, no, we'll send me the check.
All right, so the 23rd, 5 o'clock, any Any issues there?
Nope.
23rd, you said?
Right, that's good. And what about 24th?
Friday.
That works.
I can make it if you want, if you guys.
Well, then we'll be, then we'll have a good idea where we're at, and that gives some flexibility.
Yep.
Because if somebody, if everyone, if Julie reaches out to people and says, no, 24th, then we'll go the next week.
Okay.
Right? But just keep in mind that the public hearing will be on the mayor's and the Board of Ed budget, so anything we do during that timeframe is not gonna be in that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So everything we do will be notional.
So right now, we've got the 16th, 20th, 23rd, 24th, six, one, two, three, four meetings.
Right.
And Robbie should put down another one, just in case.
How about Monday, the 27th?
I have public safety that day.
What time?
6 o'clock. 28th is good.
Okay.
28th works.
That's okay with you, Ed?
Yep.
And that'll take up the slack, so if you don't mind, Julie, leave that one off until people just say, no, the 24th won't work, or you can't fit it in.
Sure.
Because right now, we have 3 days. Conceivably, we could get those apartments in 3 days. Conceivably. But.
Yeah, we have 4 days.
All right.
That's gonna include in each department they capital too, correct? We're gonna hear that same thing? It's fire.
What?
Your kid, the capital budget center.
Yeah, every one of them, if we do the whole thing.
Okay. Just wanna make sure.
Whatever that department has in capital or whatever. That's why I think public works will be, could be very long.
Okay.
And then we'll reserve after that in May if we have to make any additions. And we're not looking at, I'll have to take the mayor's word. The mayor, would you please go through the departments that we're not looking at and make sure they're in good shape? And if they're, give us a, well, as soon as we get your budget, we'll be able to look at it to see if we need to bring in any of the other departments, right? Anybody understand that?
Yeah.
And
Did you motion to approve it?
Yeah, just give me a second. Sure, where is the chair? If you could go back and discuss with Superintendent and Deb Arden, which of those days would be beneficial for them to meet with us?
I will do that.
And, or, Julie, you're gonna do that, right?
Yeah, I can email all of you. I'll send an email.
Yeah, right, yeah. And that way, it'll be with one voice. All right. May I have a motion to accept the dates of April 13th, April 16th? I'm sorry, not April 13th. Sorry, you're not doing that. But dates April 16th, 20th, 23rd, 24th, and 28th as dates to meet with department heads at 5:00 PM in room 203.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, any opposed? All right.
Lloyd, when you email Diane requesting a meeting, if you wouldn't mind including me in that email.
Yeah.
I don't want things to drop out where you're telling us that you reached out a week ago and I'm finding out this morning.
Yeah, I can copy you.
That would be really helpful.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And we are gonna have a meeting as we planned, like tonight, with Deb Arden, if she's available, to go over where you guys are on your physical budget. We have to know that now, not at the end.
I get that.
So. Right, Julie, where are we at next?
Now I can just hit some high points on the year-to-date budget. Like I said, we're 75% through the fiscal year. So the reoccurring line items you wanna see at approximately 75% spent to date, such as the salaries, which most are on target with that percentage. One line item under legal services, just to be aware of, the tax and assessment line is a negative 19,000. That's due to some of the appraisal billing for St. Bernard's. They weren't normal costs. And then moving on, everything's status quo from last month. The fuel oil in most departments, such as the town hall and community center, is overspent. Just price increases, and we had a really cold winter.
And the boil was set on super high on efficiency.
Moving on to public works, which is on page, towards the back, page 15. I spoke with John about the sand and salt. And we need to decide if we want him to fill the shed so that they're prepared for next year. That will leave it more in a deficit than it already is.
Well, I have two people on the public works here, an attendant and a mayor, so I think we need to hear from them.
I gleaned from our last meeting that they need to fill it.
Yeah, I
can afford it.
I agree, because it's going to be much cheaper to fill it now than later, I think. We can probably, at this time of the year, when they have salt left over, they're looking to move it.
Where are we at?
And I think if we can get up, we can probably get a good deal on it.
What page?
It wouldn't be a bad idea to start the winter fall in that way.
Well, that logic, I agree 100%. Then it comes down to, are we gonna get the same, are we gonna, I'll ask the mayor, do we have a deal with who we're getting the salt with currently at a reduced price?
We do, if they have any stock. I don't know what they have right now. I will find out tomorrow. I'll still find out tomorrow.
So does this require a town council vote?
I don't believe so.
Okay, I don't remember, Kate, maybe you do. I don't remember how many times he said he would put in that shed.
I don't, it was a lot.
I thought it was like 200.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so about right. So where are we at? I'm looking at public works.
We might be able to get 200 on a real good deal and save us some money going to that shed.
So we're $27,000 over.
Yes.
And we're gonna try to get, how much is 20 tons of salt?
I think we're getting it for
For 200 tons of salt.
Was it 79.9 ton?
$79 a ton.
79.9.
So we're looking at about, let's just say 16,000.
That's what it computes to, yeah.
Well, 79.9 times 200, right?
Yeah.
Does that include shipping it and transporting?
No, that's us going to get it. But the advantage
is... Do we have to do overtime with that?
The advantage is going to be that we're not going to be waiting in line where that costs extra hours.
Mm-hmm.
If they have it in stock, I mean, if they have the pile, then we can just get on there and get it.
So this is line item 109-10-530-18?
Yes.
So that's an increase.
Page you want.
16. 15. And so I make a motion that we increase line item. Am I doing this right? Decrease the line item right now?
If we increase the line item, then we'd have to refer to council.
All right. So then what are we doing here? Because I've come up with a number.
So if we say yes, John, order it at year end, we do the year-end transfers, and if money is needed from fund balance, we would ask the council for approval to balance the budget.
So what is this body doing tonight?
Just giving the.
Approval.
Okay. It's gonna be in the neighborhood of $16,000, so.
Okay. Okay. So overall for expenses, we're at 65.5% expended.
What page are we on?
That's just the last page, the overall percentage.
So what are we, I'm sorry, what are the? 65%, you said?
Yes, 65.5.
So what is? So we're lower than 75, obviously, so are there last minute things that are gonna come in into the year that's gonna pick that up?
Yeah, everyone's salaries, some debt service payments come in the last 2 months of the year that are contractual that we have to make.
What about insurance and stuff like that? Is it all taken care of? We're all good there and?
Yes.
So.
So the next page is revenues.
Right.
No major changes since we went over it last meeting. We're at 81.5% collected. Like we said, some of the grants come in May and June. So the grant items that you see as zero, they're still scheduled to be coming in. The animal control billings are being sent out, so we should see that revenue on next month's report also.
I'm looking at is the grants for the Board of Ed, are they on here?
Yes. Those are on the first page. It starts with 45000, kind of towards the bottom.
ECS grant?
Yep.
So we're supposed to get 12,662,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to date, we brought in 6 million and then the rest is gonna come in?
Yes.
Special education, we received everything? No, we only received 90.
No, we did. We received 790,000.
And we have 90,000 left over?
In excess of what was budgeted, yes.
And this is probably where we need to have the Board of Ed weigh in where they are on that, right?
Well, we budgeted 700 and we received 790,000, so we received 90,000 in excess of what was budgeted.
Yes, I understand that, but it's.
I did speak with Deb and she confirmed that for next year's budget, it's estimated that the governor's keeping the funding the same.
Right, I heard that same thing. And I think today I read where no extra money for ECS is coming to the towns.
Okay.
I read that today, so I was hoping that our legislature would get home, swing home to us. They did have a proposal on there to do, go from $11,000 per student to $3,000. And that would have been a huge sum, but I don't know where that is. Have you heard anything from your?
I keep hearing that nothing is settled yet.
Well, they voted today, that's what I was.
No, I haven't heard anything new today. I checked my email to see if Kate had posted anything. They probably will post stuff tomorrow, but probably not.
Yeah, let me know if you hear anything. You can call me at midnight. It's good news.
Julie, did you hear anything on the Pequot funds?
Yes, CCM sent out an updated estimate of revenues for next year.
But that's, was it 388, House Bill 388, that was gonna restore the funding back to 98.
Oh, no, I haven't heard about that.
I thought that vote was yesterday. I may have followed on it. Yeah, that could be significant.
Can I ask a couple of questions? We're done with that. The WPC finance, I know you're providing finance oversight on some of that. Is that correct through your office?
Yeah, that was a revenue line item that was from the past, and we took it out last year because it hadn't been being paid for quite a few years. And it was my understanding, I think Ron said something else was worked out in lieu of that revenue. It was only $10,000.
Yeah, but I think, isn't there something with payroll that we have to deal with?
Yeah, so WPCA flows through the town, but they have their own WPCA accountant down there who sends it.
Do they handle all the, what about all the benefits and stuff?
All through the town.
That's what I'm saying. I think there's, that's part of that, that finance amount. So I don't think Mr. McDaniel was correct, because there are certain things that we have to do that, you know, do you follow me? There's certain part of our finance department that has to accommodate that. That we agreed to.
Okay, I can follow up and find out more about it.
I think Councilor Karen may know about a little bit about that as well. And Mayor, you probably know something about that too, right?
I can't say that.
Well, yeah. And we have an ARPA line item. There's no more ARPA money, right?
No, that's zeroed out.
And have we used the use of the UND? Is that the fund balance that we pulled out a couple years ago?
Yes, that's fund balance. That won't be determined until year end. How much is used?
Anything downstairs?
Another meeting?
Special meeting for Board of, P&amp;Z tonight. Over that big project that they're proposing.
Now, the opioid money, we haven't received any of that. Did it come in at the last minute, or?
Where are you seeing that?
From the second page, it's 46047.
No, opioid is budgeted in a separate fund.
Okay.
In youth services.
They get the whole amount?
Well, it's budgeted in the separate fund, and then whatever program is authorized to spend it, such as the police ride-along program, that's being paid from that.
Okay. So what is MUNIS project, MUN project, 47005?
That's a state grant, municipal, oh, I forget the full name of it, but that's from the state, and that comes in at the end of the year.
Okay. What is the St. Bernard's? Is that a money coming in for what? It's 24,000.
Yeah, we've collected $27,526. I'd have to pull the detail to find out exactly what it's for. I don't know if it's for a transportation item or I can pull the detail and find out for you.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious because I know we supply a nurse. And I don't, it seems like that'd be more money than what we pay a nurse. And on the Mohegan Pequot Fund, and it's on here, right?
Yeah, it's 46045.
It went up by $800,000 from last year. Is that in here? Because right now it looks like it's. Does that include the 800,000 that went up last year? Because right now it's at 1.4 million.
It depends on when they allocated the 800,000. If it was after the governor put out his projected numbers, then no, it's not included.
Yeah, we may want to look at that because I think it's either in there, that money or it's not. And I think we need to know that because that's quite a bit, I believe, because when you took away the taxes from
I remember. Wasn't that going into effect this upcoming year? Or what was it the current year?
Well, I know the first property and the vehicle tax affected us greatly, so I'm thinking that it shouldn't be in this one.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. Any questions?
We're not, with the COVID funding, we're not receiving anything for that anymore, correct?
No, we're not.
That's the ARPA.
Sorry. 49086, it says COVID.
Yeah, I'll get rid of these inactive lines.
ARPA was ARPA was done at for the COVID to help us out. And I understand there's a COVID line item, but it's not really here. Yeah. Well, some of this we have to keep because if we receive money and something happens, well, it doesn't matter. I don't care.
Well, I know it's a few guys.
Connecticut fines. We get fines for stuff?
Yeah, that's a reimbursement from the state.
For like parking tickets?
I think ticketing.
It's speeding tickets. And the tipping fees are what the public transfer station gets.
That's what's billed out.
It's billed out.
Yes.
And is that a pass-through or is that, how does that?
So the expense line in public works for tipping fees is everyone's expenses. And then the other entities are billed out and their revenue goes there. So yeah, it's a wash except for the town's part.
Okay. So how's the mayor's budget looking? I know you sent me an email, and I know that was an April Fool's joke. There's no way.
I wish it was.
Do we know where our grant list is landing?
Yeah, it was up, from my understanding, Jimmy Kirkman found it was up $59 million, which is, if you do the back math, I think it's like $1.4, $1.6 million in increased revenue. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think so. It was up a little over 3%. One mil is $1.7 million.
It sounds like a lot of money, but it's not.
Well, I'm just, when I look at, as you all know, we are all super frustrated with the amount of money that we have to work with to try to take care of what we need to take care of.
You talking about just Board of Ed or just?
I'm talking about all of us. I don't think you all are any happier about things than we are. But when I look at, you know, the other Boards of Ed and what their budgets are coming in at, and they are way above what ours came in at, and yet here we go, and I was curious as to where the grand list landed, because I thought, well, how does it compare to what the grand list did?
Well, or.
And it's more than what the grand list did.
Well.
So moved.
Second. All right, I just want to agree, because I hear that a lot about.